Clock still running on Title 42. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A federal appeals court refusing to stop next week's scheduled end to the federal health rules that allow potentially COVID-infected immigrants to be denied entry into the country.
Republicans and the Biden administration wanted to extend it, but it ends Wednesday unless further appeals are filed. Some Capitol Hill lawmakers say they've been told by Border Patrol that as many as 50,000 migrants are waiting to cross into the U.S. when Title 42 expires.
Fox's Jill Nato, the White House insists it's ready.
We have been and continue to plan for its expiration next week.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, but Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says Title 42's ending will fuel more illegal immigration.
We could add another 5 million in the next year alone. So this is a urgent crisis at our border.
The latest release of Twitter files suggests federal agents coordinated regularly with the social media platform to suppress content.
Between January 2020 and November 2022, there were over 150 emails between the FBI and former Twitter Trust and Safety Chief Yoel Roth. The FBI social media focused task force known as FTIF, created in the wake of the 2016 election, swelled to 80 agents and corresponded with Twitter to identify alleged foreign influence and election tampering of all kinds. Now, federal intelligence and law enforcement reach into Twitter included the Department of Homeland Security, which partnered with security contractors and think tanks to pressure Twitter to moderate content.
Fox's David Spunt, the FBI, in a statement saying they regularly engage with private sector entities to provide information specific to identified foreign malign influence actors. In Memphis, a domestic disturbance leading to gunfire, 5 people shot, all critical. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Afghan service members who fought alongside U.S. troops in Afghanistan may not be allowed into the country and instead could be sent back to Afghanistan.
Stripped from the massive Pentagon funding bill at the request of Senator Chuck Grassley, an extension of the Special Immigrant Visa Program that gave Afghan allies a path to citizenship, which expires in a year. Leading Republicans are also blocking the separate Afghan Adjustment Act, which would expedite the asylum process for tens of thousands of Afghans brought to the U.S. over a year ago, because they say they do not want to pass any immigration legislation before Republicans take over the House. Veterans groups have angrily pushed back on lawmakers who have held up the asylum process, arguing that those brought to the U.S. during the withdrawal were not vetted.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. Supporters of the extension argue those Afghans risked their lives to help the U.S. An earthquake has rattled West Texas, 5.4 magnitude, epicentered about 14 miles north-northwest of Midland, Texas. It's the fourth strongest earthquake in Texas history. North Carolina's voter ID law will not be reinstated. The state's Democratic majority Supreme Court has agreed with a lower court ruling that found the requirement for a photo ID to vote violated the Equal Protection Clause of the state's constitution. A prolific actress says she has beaten cancer.
Jane Fonda revealed her cancer is in remission just in time to celebrate the actress's 85th birthday next Wednesday. Fonda announced in September that she was undergoing chemotherapy for what she said was a treatable form of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. She now says she has stopped getting chemo. Fonda posted the news on her Instagram. She wrote, "I'm feeling so blessed, so fortunate. I thank all of you who prayed and sent good thoughts my way. I am confident that it played a role in the good news. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.